What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday. Welcome back, everybody. Oh my.
Benji's like, hi.
Benji's chatty Kathy this morning, so I apologize if you just hear row, 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 in the background. Right? Yep. Of course, when I talk to him, he doesn't talk back. You know, every time I take out my camera to record them doing something, they stop.
So annoying.
Every fucking time.
My cats do that too.
Yep.
Baby boy was laying yesterday. The cutest fucking thing. The way he was just like one arm out, like stretched. Like he was like a supermodel. And I was like, okay. And you know, with this phone, it takes me a minute. So I finally get to the camera and he got up and moved. I'm like, you ass. He was just supposed to stay there for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know?
We were at Aaliyah's show this weekend.
She's going to roast me, guys.
Because you just said it, so it's funny. It's okay. You're a pro at Facebook. I don't know how to use that shit at all. So we all have our talents. No, but she was trying to, like, take a video or a picture or something, and I was just watching her just, like, swipe her finger from every corner of the iPhone
I was trying to lower the
brightness.
The brightness.
Yes.
Fucking, I don't know how to do it.
And the show was going, so I couldn't be like, let me help you. I didn't want to, like, bother her. So I was just like, let me just let her do her thing.
I don't know what was more entertaining, me trying to swipe or the show.
And then, like, I did it. And she was like, how did you do that so fast? I'm trying to do that during the show. I'm like, I know I saw you.
Oh, man. Really sorry. Like, I'm trying. And I take a picture. There's my fucking finger in it because it has an extra little thing that I'm not used to. So
it's like a wide angle. So her fingers are in the picture.
My fingers are in the picture. Oh, God, it's so annoying. Well, you know my screenshots I get on my phone all day long because I...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's I'm a hot mess.
I do that, too, but I could show you. They go into a folder called screenshots.
Yeah, you did.
I did show you? Yes, okay, yes, so you can easily delete all of them.
Delete them all, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, we're going to do a little weekend recap where, like, what would you say? Like, a week ahead? An episode ahead? Hi, Benj.
We're an episode ahead.
So we'll recap like the, not the weekend that just passed, but the previous weekend, if that makes sense. Because this is Monday, not the weekend that just happened.
Right.
The previous weekend.
Correct, Mondo.
Okay. Because we have to be one episode ahead. Otherwise, we feel like, well, we do two episodes a week and they're long and we need a little bit of wiggle room.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, Friday, I was invited to Studs and they were nice enough to give me and my sister... both a piercing. Do you see it? Are you proud of me?
Your earring?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was fake at first. Remember? I thought it was like a hugger.
Oh, yeah. I showed you.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I didn't realize that that was like one of the most painful ear piercings. I kind of was just like, oh, cool. I'm getting an ear piercing. That's a cool spot. Like my brain didn't even like process that it was going to really, really fucking hurt.
No, good. Because then you would have chickened out or not did it or anything else. So it's like perfect.
Yeah. But she was just like deep breath in. Doink! Like, they don't have those machines anymore. They just stick it right through your ear. And I was like, oh my God, that fucking hurt! But it's starting to get less and less painful. Like, now it just feels like almost like a really bad bruise. So, like, when I sleep, I, like, don't really try not to lay on it. Right. Yeah, unless I'm sleeping and I don't realize I am. So that was fun. And then we went right across the street to Domino Park. It was gorgeous. Highly recommend if you go get a piercing at Studs, go right across the street. It is unbelievable views. It's just stunning. It's so beautiful.
The weather was perfect, too.
Oh,
I mean, your pictures, like, it was beautiful.
The weather was stunning.
Mm, beautiful.
It wasn't hot. It wasn't cold. It was just, like, nice, breezy, comfortable.
Mm.
It's my favorite weather. Like, a nice 70.
Yeah.
With breeze.
Yes.
Oh, it's perfect.
With the sun shining.
Yes, yeah, yes. Perfect. And then you don't get cold. You gotta have it in between.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister finally went to the Justin Bieber concert. I'm recapping very quickly because... I've talked about it so many times on other platforms, so sorry. The Justin Bieber concert was so good.
Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah, he's just a great performer. He had a lot of really cool visuals. He danced with his background dancers. his band was insanely talented. But I will say, before we went to dinner at Wasson Brooklyn, it was like a little sushi spot. It was delicious. You guys, I had a ticket mess up again. I don't know what's wrong. What's going on? Here's the thing. So the concert was at Barclays Center. They like partnered with SeatGeek now. So that's their main source of getting tickets for Barclays Center is SeatGeek. I don't know exactly what the terms are, but mm-hmm. basically they're like a partnership now. Long story short, if you guys remember with Billie Eilish, I didn't get the tickets until literally a few hours before. So I was like, okay, with Justin Bieber concert, I'll just get them, you know, a few hours before. I won't freak out. I know the process now. Good, right? No, because we go to dinner and at 5:30, the concert's at 7:30, I don't have my tickets. So I was like, oh, Lordy. SeatGeek has no phone numbers. No phone numbers. So I had to like message a support person and they're like, okay, we're going to contact the seller because sellers sell on SeatGeek, I guess. And they're like, okay, they're going to send the tickets to you within 10 minutes. I'm like, girl, it's been over 40. You know, so like got to that point where I was like, oh my God, like panicking.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Like, she's like, well, are you still going to go to the venue? I said, I'm at the venue. I'm already in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I'm 5 minutes away. So anyways, we're sitting at dinner. I feel so bad because the whole time at dinner, I'm on my phone now, like panicking because I'm like, we need to get into this concert. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and are they going to refund me? Like, I spent so much money on these tickets. Like, what's going on? So anyways, we're sitting at dinner. I get disconnected from the chat. So now I'm really panicking. And my sister's just over there like, whatever, whatever happens, it's fine. Which was like helpful that she was like being a good sport about it. So I get disconnected from the chat. I get reconnected. I'm like, hi, I got disconnected. Can you connect me with so-and-so? And they're like, no, but like I can help him. Like, oh my God. So I never do this because it's just not nice. And like, you know, you want to keep a good connection with brands and whatever. You never want to bash someone publicly on social media. But I said, I'm using my Twitter power. And so I went on Twitter and I tweeted about it and they DM'd me. And literally within like 2 minutes, they were like, okay, the tickets should be on your account. I was like, was that so difficult? And then so what happened was really quick. I told them, I'm like, well, they were like, if contact us within 48 hours if you ever don't have your tickets next time. And I was like, well, with Billy, you guys told me they'll come within a few hours. So I figured this would be the same. And they're like, oh, with Billy, that was like a totally different thing. Like, they sent tickets 2 to 5 hours like before the event and it was like a whole fiasco, but it was just for like the Billy thing for some sort of precaution or something. But if not now, it should be 48 hours. And I was like, okay, I didn't know that. And they were like, understandable, whatever. So we have a little bit of a rough relationship, me and SeatGeek, but like we're mending it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So the next concert, it should be 48 hours. It should be in your account.
Right.
Okay.
Then the next day or 2 days later, I get a thing. So-and-so is trying to send you Justin Bieber tickets. I'm like, you're 2 days late, girl. Like, do you not realize the concert already happened? So what? If I never contacted SeatGeek, you would have sent them 2 days late? Like, what? What in the world? And, like, sorry. Again, SeatGeek, we're working on a relationship. I don't hate you that much. But, like, you're a ticket app. You should have a phone number. Sorry. Like, people are annoyed trying to chat with you over a chat. I don't understand why they don't have a phone number in service. Every phone number my sister called because we were driving from one parking garage to the next. They were like, this is SeatGeek's number that is not in service. I'm like, why not? You should have a phone service. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that was that on Friday.
But you saw it. You got it.
We saw the concert. You I got used the tickets your power. Literally like 10 minutes before. 10, 15 minutes before I think it was. I got the tickets. I know.
I know. That's the kind of stuff that I am not good with dealing with.
I was stressing.
You know, like I internally would have been like falling apart. Like it's like, you know, your sister traveled here. It's like this whole big thing. Yes. It's her Christmas present from
3 years ago.
I was going to say two, but wow, 3 years ago. You're finally getting together to do it. And it's like, really?
I said that to her. I said, I need these tickets. My sister's here from out of state for this concert.
Damn.
Yeah. I literally was at the dinner table. I was like, I really feel like I want to cry right now. But I didn't.
See, I probably would have.
But I felt like if it didn't go well and I didn't get the tickets, I definitely would have cried. Because then what? It's a whole nother thing of like getting your money back and then dealing with them. They don't have a fucking phone number. And then like my sister's here. Then what? We just went all the way to Brooklyn for what? You know,
to get your ears pierced.
To get our ears pierced, yeah. Have some sushi. I'm like, I paid for the parking garages, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm glad it worked out. And it worked out great, too, because when we parked, the guy was like, oh, just know, like, later. it's going to be, you know, you're going to have to wait, you know, because it was a close parking garage to Barclays Center. So I'm sure a lot of people parked there. Mm-hmm. And I was, we were like, okay. And we went after the concert. Literally within like 2 minutes, we got our car.
No way.
Yeah. So that was nice. I think they like hired extra staff because there was like five guys like going to get cars because they thought it was going to be nutso.
Right.
So
right,
it was super, super fast. So that was good. And then we drove home and we went to bed. We picked up Naz's halal on the way home because we were hungry. And that's that. That was that on Friday. Then Saturday was fun. We went to Aaliyah's show. We're doing a recap because we told you guys what we were doing in the last episode. She did Little Shop of Horrors.
It was so good.
So good.
Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting it to be that. They were so good.
Well, because such Aaliyah was like, people. Don't expect much. You know, it's a high school play, whatever.
And literally, like, the Thursday rehearsal before the Saturday show, she was like, Mom, we can't even get through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it did not seem that at all. No. You know, I mean, we had a couple of technical difficulties.
That because was the they only
just,
thing.
Yeah, they just redid the whole auditorium. So it's new lighting, new sound. And there was a couple of little glitches here and there. And we started way late.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it was crazy how talented these guys are.
They could be put in Argyle Theater, I feel like.
I mean, amazing.
You know what I mean?
Amazing, yeah.
Like, because the only thing was, like, their mics going out once in a while or something was too loud. But, like, other than that, the acting was great. The singing was great. Like, I feel like that could be, like, an Argyle show.
It was so good.
At the theater.
I was so proud of them.
Yeah. And they sounded amazing, the pit.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a good show. So that's what we did on Saturday. And then Sunday, we went to Belmont Racetrack for an early Father's Day celebration because my sister was here. I bet $10 and then I was over it. I'm like, fuck this. Because I kept betting on my three.
And nothing.
Yeah. Mm. Because I don't know. My dad does like trifecta boxes and all that shit. And I just don't. It's too much information for my brain to handle. So I was just like, three to win, please. And it didn't happen. I don't think my dad won anything either. Did ever say he had fun?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I have it on video. You have to see when my dad, because we surprised my dad. He didn't know Ever was coming. And he was so excited. Aww. He was like, hey! Like, and he was like, let's go bet. And he was like so excited to have a little buddy with him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was like a good reaction. I was like, oh, good.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because he was sitting there. My parents went earlier. So he was sitting there with my mom for like hours. So he was probably so excited to have his friend there to, you know, hang out
that's
with.
So cute.
Yeah.
I know. I told Ever, I said, like, because I obviously wanted to go and I was just like, whatever. I was not feeling great at all. And I was so nervous about, just the convenience of, was there going to be a bathroom right there? What if I have to go on the road? Because I was like feeling nauseous and stuff. I'm like, Ever, but you should really go. It's like, Al, you know, he's your BFF. You guys are going to have a great time. Yeah. And then he was like feeling bad. I'm like, are you kidding me? Go.
Yeah.
You know, like I could use the time away anyway because sometimes he can get a little too much too. You know, my husband actually having 2 days off a week. It's like, holy shit. Careful what you wish for. Just kidding, guys. I love him so much. But yeah, he said he had a good time. He said he didn't win anything.
Yeah.
And
I think he only bet like $18. So I was like, that's good. You had fun.
Yeah.
You experienced it. You bet on a horse.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good to me. Under $20 is good.
He's like, I had no idea what I was doing. And I was just telling, I was like, all right, good, you know, but I'm glad he had fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I kind of feel bad for the horsies. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. But and then he comes home and he's like, Amani, you could be a jockey. I'm like, Ever, do you know how big they are? They're like this big.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but Amani's so skinny.
But he's tall.
I know. I'm like, he's like too tall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad I'm glad Ever got to experience it. I'm glad your dad had a good time because that was what it was about, you know? And yeah.
Yeah. Zane enjoyed it too. It was their first time there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zane and Ever's first time there. It was fun. And then we went out to dinner to 317 Main.
Mm.
It was delish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny story. And don't take this as a bad thing, you guys, because they were amazing. So we're eating and they're very like passionate. Like the chef came over and like made sure everything was okay. Like they're very passionate. Benji's ass is in Jerry's face right now. They're very passionate about the food. I got ramen because it just sounded good. Like, at the racetrack, I had, like, a burger and fries. So I was just feeling something, like, you know, soothing on the tummy. Mm-hmm. So I got soup. And at the end, I was like, what is that? And there was, like, a little fly in there. Yeah. And my dad was like, oh, that's not okay. You know, whatever. Like, the older generation, I feel like. And I was like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, probably just flew in, you know. Like, it wasn't, like, a piece of hair or something super unsanitary or, like, a Band-Aid or something. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it probably just flew in. Like, what are you going to do? Check out every spoonful, you know? But she was already, like, just walking up to the table to, like, make sure we were doing okay, our waitress. So he, like, had it in his hand. He's like, look, there's a fly in her soup. I was like, oh, my God. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I promise it's okay. Like, it probably just, like, flew in without even realizing. It could have flew in while they were bringing it to the table. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's like, no, but it's not okay. But it's not. I was like, it's okay. And so she took it. And I was, like, almost done eating at that point. So I, like, realized it at the end. And she took it to the back. And then the manager came over. He's like, hi, guys. I was like, please, I promise it's okay. It wasn't a piece of hair or anything. He's like, no, but it's embarrassing. I was like, and...
Understandable.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, okay. I understand, but what are you going to do? Check every spoonful, you know? Like, it probably just flew in. You guys didn't realize, like, it's totally fine. He was like, thank you so much for being so understanding. He's like, can I get you anything else? I'm like, I was almost done eating it, so, like, I'm full, but thank you. He's like, dessert? I said, I'll take dessert. They brought us this, like, triple-decker, like, circle thing on our table, just, like, with desserts, like, sat on it. I was like, that's very nice of you. Thank you so much. And they, like, handled it so nicely. But I was like, flies are so fast. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like a cockroach or, you know what I mean? Right, like, right. It could have been worse.
Right.
Or, like, a dirty bowl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was like, it's okay. Like, they obviously take a lot of pride in their food. The kitchen is open. So, like, you're sitting in the dining area and you can watch them cook.
Right.
So it's not like some weird shit's going on, you know? I was like, mm-hmm. It's totally fine. But we got free dessert out of it.
Shit happens.
Exactly.
Flies happen.
It's a fly.
It's a fly.
Yeah. Like, it wouldn't have killed me, and there's no way you could possibly, like, track all of that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So good for you, Alyssa.
So, yeah. That happened at that restaurant, but it was delicious. So, highly recommend 317 Main in Farmingdale.
And it's that's the address.
They have flies in their ramen.
Yeah. So. It's delicious. Extra protein?
Just kidding. No, everyone's food was really, really good, and they were very nice, and so it worked out well.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then funny story, because I wanted to tell Jerry the story and I was dying laughing before we started this podcast.
And so she's
I was like, wait. This is podcast material. So we get home from dinner and it's like 9 o'clock, and we were like obviously out at the racetrack and everything that Sunday. So Zane and I like were trying to like squeeze in little moments to do our Sunday cleaning and just get it done because we knew we were going to be exhausted by the end of the day. So we got home from dinner and I was finishing my Sunday cleaning, and outside we have a garbage can, and I told Zane like last week, the week before, like when you put out the garbage that day, just like throw that in the bag and throw it in the trash because I don't want it to keep rotting. Like, I don't even know what's in there. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So finally I was like, can you please, when you put the garbage out, do that bin outside. Mm-hmm. It was a bin. So obviously as it rained, it filled up with water, right? He just threw the bag over it and just put it into a black garbage bag. So he didn't like drain the water from it. So this is so heavy, it's filled with liquid, it smells like piss. So, I'm sure Zane would laugh about it now. It was fucking funny because we were giggling while doing it. So I'm like, it's okay. Like, just pop a hole in the bottom of the bag, drain it out, throw it in the trash, you know? So he's like, Alyssa, I need another garbage bag. It's too heavy. I'm like, okay. Give him another garbage bag. And then so he finally goes to bring it to the garbage pails. And he comes back and he's like, Alyssa, I need another bag. It just popped all over the driveway.
Oh.
So here I am in my head. I'm like, oh no. I like made him do this and now there's garbage all over the driveway. So we ran out of black garbage bags. So now I have to give him regular garbage bags. So what do I have to do? Black garbage bag? I'm like, we ran out. And mind you, he's not actually like yelling at me. He's like, he's annoyed, but like we were laughing kind of, you know, I was laughing at least. So I'm like, fuck, okay, let me go help him so he doesn't like get really angry, you know, and whatever. So I grab our shovel because I, in my head, there's garbage all over, right? I'm like, the bag popped. It's everywhere. Rotting garbage. It smells like shit, right? I get out there. And it was just like popped a hole in the bottom and the liquid was dripping out.
Suddenly, it wasn't so heavy.
I was like,
but wait, didn't he hear you say that? Like, pop a hole, let the water drip out.
I'm like, what do you mean it's everywhere? The bag is still intact. So we're standing there and he's popping holes in the bottom because there's so much liquid. We're sitting in the driveway. We're both like gagging.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like just drink, like laughing and then gagging in between. And then it's like dripping down the driveway. And it smelled so bad.
Oh my goodness.
It smells so bad. And so I like, he like was trying to lift it. I'm like, I'm like, put the garbage bag pail on its side and just push it in there. And so we finally did that. And we were just like dragging it down the driveway, just literally like dry heaving. It was so awful. But I
was it as awful as like the smell of a rotten potato? Because a rotten potato smell is the worst.
It was kind of like that.
Smell I've ever smelled.
It was kind of like that.
Oh.
Because I don't even know what we had in that garbage. Like, that could have been from last summer with, like, corns on the cobs and, like, rain sitting in there. And, like, I don't know if we're walking outside and we just throw, like, our takeout container in there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the fuck was in there.
Oh.
But I had been telling him, like, we should really get rid of it. I'm like.
Oh.
So I want to look at the Ring camera and see if you can hear us.
Hey, at least you laughed about it, right?
You have to watch it after because you're probably gonna have to cut that out because they're not gonna be able to hear anything. But I was fucking laughing and gagging all at the same time. It was just like comical. I was like, and then I was just thinking, I'm like, Jerry's definitely watching us on the Ring right now.
Oh,
I'm laughing.
Damn, I missed it.
That would have been so funny. But I'll show you after we're done recording because it was really funny.
That's fucking hysterical.
It was just like comical.
Procrastination.
I need another bag. I need another bag. It's broken all over the driveway. I go out with a shovel. I'm like, there's nothing here. It was really funny.
Drama much?
It was funny. Anyways, and then Monday I launched Gotta Be Good and it's been doing really well and you guys are loving it and you already recreated a few recipes and my heart is so full.
That's
and
beautiful.
I literally cried to my vlog camera yesterday.
Aww.
It was so awesome. So thank you guys so much for all your support. GottaBeGood.net. Go check it out if you want to cook something.
Yes. Go cook it up.
Yeah.
Chef it up. And then take pictures and show her.
Tag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also beautiful. Think I might have GIFs in the works.
Oh
yeah, I got them made. I'm just trying to see, like, I'm in the process of getting them uploaded onto Instagram. It's a little bit of a process, but yeah, those should be coming. Oh, so when you make the recipes, you can put a little Gotta Be Good GIF on there.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, so exciting.
You'll have to show me how to do that.
Yeah. Also, by the time this comes out, you guys will probably can see it already. We upgraded our little avatar.
Oh,
our podcast graphic.
Cute,
we gave her a little upgrade because we weren't going to do a whole new photo shoot. We love our picture, but I was like, I'm blonde and it's just like, I don't know. I just wanted something fresh and fun and like animated. I thought it would be more our style, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be more like, I don't know. We're very like, I feel like Ogamo is very like funsy. Like even our Ogamo logo is like kind of like paint strokes, you know?
Right,
like
right.
It's very like, fun.
Yeah.
So I thought that this would represent us a little bit more. And it's the same girl. Her name is Brenna. She made the Gotta Be Good logo. And I was like, and she made like a animated version for the GIF. And I was like, that's really cool. I'm like, our podcast picture would look really cool if we did that. And she fucking absolutely killed it. And I think it's so awesome. I think it's so fun. And it's so funny because this morning I was like, oh my God, I have stuff to show you. And she sent us like four options, I think it was. And we both liked the same one.
Yeah.
So that was perfect. Same one, yeah. Yeah. So hopefully you guys like it. I think it's fun.
Perfect. Yay!
And that's all I've got.
I ain't got shit. Sorry. I stayed home. I went to Aaliyah's show. And then I stayed home again because I wasn't feeling great.
Yeah. I know. I was like, why aren't you coming to the racetrack, ho?
She literally called me a ho.
She did.
Yeah. And over the last couple of days, I think I've done about 14, 15 loads of laundry. So I'm laundried out. Yeah. And that's it.
Okay.
You know, I was going to go for a walk yesterday morning. And I'm like, with the amount of laundry I have to do. I'm going to get plenty of steps in just going up and down these stairs a gajillion times, you know?
And carrying the bins is a workout in itself.
Well, half the times, like, if somebody's down here, like, I did some of them and Imani was down here. I'm like, Imani, can you carry that up the stairs, you know? Yeah. But it's just like if I go shopping. You got to see me when I go shopping because I can't lift heavy things.
Mm.
So, like, if I'm getting stuff that's heavy, I'll, like, slide it into the cart, scan it in the cart. And then when I get to my car, I'm like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
it's always like a game. Like, I can't get dog food because the dog food bag is like 35 pounds and I can't. I would die if I had to do that.
Right.
But, like, if I got, like, Aaliyah had her party, I had a party, and, you know, so I got a couple of things of, like, soda, and I can't put them in a bag and carry it. So, like, I'll put them in the shopping cart, and then when I get to my car, I'll one by one put them in the bag. And then when I get home, I one by one carry them out of the bag.
Oh, my God.
Like, but luckily, this time I came home, and Imani pulled up right as I pulled up. Oh, I'm like, Imani, perfect timing. I need your help. Can you grab that?
Yeah.
You know, I grabbed the bag. I had, like, an armful of bags, but it was, like, potato chips.
Right.
You know, it was all, like, burger buns, like, all light stuff, you know? And I was like, can you do me a favor? There's two heavy bags in there.
Yeah, yeah.
He came in and he was like, what the hell's in here? I'm like, I told you they were heavy. I said, but if it wasn't for you, it'd be in and out 100 times carrying them. Or I would wait for ever.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. But that's it. It was so
chill.
So whatever, yeah. It was chill. Just so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to read some listener updates.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got, you guys know the drill. If we ask you guys for an update, you guys send them in. And we're going to read them for you.
Okie dokie, pokey, okay. Smoky.
This first one you guys will probably remember because it is one of the only ones that we've gotten. It's a love story from a man's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Who is on paternity leave because he has a little nugget.
Yeah, and so he gave us his whole story from his perspective. And he gave us an update. I don't know if we asked anything. I don't really remember.
Yeah, there was something about like a brother living with them, a sister, a brother. And I think he addresses that.
Okay. We'll just read the update.
He took in his 13-year-old sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Hello again, ladies. Thank you so much for the compliments. It is truly appreciated. My girlfriend called me crying when she heard the podcast, and at first I thought something was wrong. I regularly remind myself how lucky I am to have my girlfriend in my life. I also have found myself listening to your podcast on my break and in between jobs.
We love you.
I wanted to write in and answer some of your questions. I think we were like, oh my God, your girlfriend listens. Like, I'm so excited to hear her reaction.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Aw, thank you for writing in again. My son moved in with us when we moved into our apartment. Even though our apartment is only about 15 minutes from us, it is different school districts, so we originally were just going to wait until the school year was over because it was only a few weeks and just go over every afternoon after work to spend time with him. He immediately shut down that idea and wanted to live with us. So yet another example of how amazing my girlfriend is, since I was commuting an hour and had to be back at work at 5, she would drive him over to my dad's every morning, packed lunch and all, for both him and my 7-year-old brother. That's its own story. And then go to work. She would take a late lunch every day to be at my dad's when the boys got off the bus and would be working remotely from their house until my dad or stepmom got home, and then pack up and head home so that there was dinner on the table and his homework was done before I got home. She switched off every other week with my stepmom getting the boys off of the bus so that she could be across town picking up her daughters from daycare after school. As of December, we got full custody of her daughters after their father was arrested for hard drugs in the car with both of the girls in the car. Oof. My little sister from my mom is a completely crazy story in its own. She is amazing and a handful all at the same time. We converted half of our basement into an apartment, into her room, so that she had some privacy. My mom never sheltered me or my half-siblings growing up, so it still takes my girlfriend by surprise sometimes when my sister says something about hearing us upstairs or saying she'll leave us to it and go downstairs to her room early. We now have a 13-year-old, 10, 7, 3, and 2-month-old in our home at 26 and 29.
Wow.
We had to upgrade into an SUV just to fit everyone in the car, and my sister's favorite thing to do when she sees people staring in the store is to either call my girlfriend mom, or better, to call her grandma if she's pushing the car with our 2-month-old in it. We enjoy seeing people's reactions and just laughing, knowing that they are passing judgment. I work 2 jobs so my girlfriend can stay home with the kids. My girlfriend watches some of the neighborhood kids before and after school to bring in some extra money. My mom, baby mama, and her baby daddy all pay us child support, which is luckily enough to pay most of our rent. My jobs cover our other bills and food, and her money goes towards our car payment and savings because Christmas is going to hurt this year, lol. At the end of the day, it can be a struggle, but coming home to a happy girlfriend and kids makes it all worth it. We even split the chores, upstairs for her because it's where the laundry is and downstairs for me because it's dishes. My sister usually helps with the kids while we're cleaning or taking care of things like putting away leftovers or folding laundry if she sees it's piling up. We may not have much money, but we have our family blended as it is, and that's all we care about. Our kids are happy, have food in their bellies, clothes on their backs, and a roof over their head. So what more could we ask for? I attached more pictures of the family this time, and thank you again. And then they attached all the pictures.
Oh, my cuteness.
Wow. You do have your hands full, huh?
They are like your little angels.
Yeah.
Taking in everybody, you know, your brother, her, you know, it's just your brother, your sister. It's like you guys are just... I hope that all the good you're doing comes back to you guys tenfold. Mm-hmm. You know, like I really do, because it takes quite a person to do what you guys are stepping up and doing. And she sounds like an absolute gem for waking up early, making everybody sandwiches, driving all that way, and then taking a late lunch, working remotely. It's like
full-time job.
Wow. Like kudos to you both, because you both seem to have each other's back. And you know what? I'm sure you guys, like, nothing is perfect, and I'm sure, but when it all comes down to it, like you said, you have all these babies and you're raising them, and that story about your sister pushing the 2-month-old and calling your girlfriend grandma is fucking hysterical, because I could so imagine it happening. That's funny. But yeah, oh, it's so beautiful. And your after babies three, are all beautiful.
After three, it's like, hey, what's another one? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so sweet. I guess it's my turn. Alyssa's just looking at me. I'm still looking at your pictures, and she just like looks at me. I'm like, damn. I'm just trying to get out of it, guys. Just kidding. Okay, moving up.
Okay, so this next one was all the way back in January, and she just updated. So long story short, she wanted to move states, and she was nervous about feeling like an outcast, making new friends. She moved from Colorado to Alabama, and her job is toxic and whatever. So I bet that we were just like, go for it.
Just do it.
So let's see what happened.
Okay. Hello, ladies. I hope all is well for you, too. I'm super behind on the podcast, so I'm sure when I hear this, it will completely catch me off guard. I asked for moving advice back in January when my mind was blown when I realized how long ago that was. So much has happened now that I'm looking back. I have officially been moved for 3 months now, and I could not be happier. When I wrote last, I was working on getting my real estate license, And here I am now writing this email in my office as a realtor. It truly is a dream come true, and to finally be doing what I have dreamt of doing for a long time. I honestly don't believe this is real life at sometimes and have to stop and take it all in. I'm already doing so well in my career, and I could have not, and I could not be more grateful. If I didn't take that leap to move, I would not be where I am today. I know I mentioned needing advice on making new friends, but so far everything is doing great. All the people on my team are genuinely so sweet and have helped me so much with work and having friends to fall back on. Everything has gone so smooth, and every worry I had is out the window. I just never thought I would ever leave my hometown, but now that I have, it feels so good. Aww. So everyone, when somebody says take the leap of moving away, do it. You truly learn so much and grow as a person more than you know. The only downfall so far is our house remodel is still not complete, which is a whole other story. I'm just super grateful I get along with my in-laws, who we're staying with, because I know it could be a worse situation. Thank you, beautiful ladies, for always being so inspiring and a positive platform for us to turn to. Okay, love you. Bye.
That's so sweet.
It's like, yes.
Thank you, and I'm so happy for you.
Just think if she didn't take the leap, you know? Like, yeah. That's so... Just do it.
Yeah.
We did one last time, too. Just do it. If worse comes to worse, you move back home.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you tried.
Yeah.
Live without regret.
Yeah. Especially because her job was toxic and...
Right.
Yeah.
There was some... And opportunities, and it was like, no, just do it.
Time. Give yourself time. Things will always work out. In my opinion.
Okay, yeah, this is not necessarily an update, but a response. And it's funny because as I was editing it, I'm like, as I was editing that podcast, I realized that when we were talking about like maternity leave in the United States, when you were like, isn't there like you get 12 weeks and I looked it up, it's unpaid. So we get 12 weeks, but it's unpaid.
Right.
And somebody... responded
with the stats and facts.
Yeah, because she's right.
Okay. Hi, Agamil. I'm listening to the latest podcast on living expenses, and you covered the topic of maternity leave. Thought I'd share a little of the bullshit America provides for mothers and fathers. The FMLA protects you and requires your employer to give you 12 weeks unpaid leave with job protection. There is no requirement for any paid leave in the state of Iowa. To be covered under FMLA, you have to work for a company with 50-plus employees, and they have to meet a few other requirements. I'm currently pregnant with my surprise gender baby. Oh, good for you. I want to do that. Not with the first, but I do want to do it. And due in October and work for a small credit union with less than 50 people. I will get 6 weeks of maternity leave. The first week, I am required to use my own paid time off. And then the other 5 weeks, I will get 60% of my weekly pay, $552 instead of the usual $920 per week, under short-term disability. I wish America could get on the bandwagon with better coverage for new parents.
I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with you. And damn. By the way, I know who you are who wrote in. She wrote in New Year's resolutions. And she was like, in January, I want to do this. February, I'm going to go to my this. March. And she she is right on point with everything that she calculated. Like, I want to get pregnant in this month, go to my first doctor's appointment in that month, you know, and she's doing it. So congrats to you. I'm very happy for you. And yes, I stand corrected because I did say we get 12 weeks. But I knew it wasn't right because I didn't get 12 weeks. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't get. So it's like the only thing it does is it protects you. Like if you have work for a big company, it like, protects your job.
Like you'll still have your job.
Right, your job to go
right,
back to.
Right, that's it.
But that's just trash. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? Just trash.
Yeah.
But yeah, seeing other countries that have 18 months, you know, it's that's like, crazy. Wow. Wow, like that's beautiful. And she's using her own paid time off. You know what I mean?
So yeah, it's kind of shitty. Paid time off.
Yeah. It's like you work so hard to get that. And then, you know, you shouldn't have to, I don't want to say sacrifice it for a baby because you would do anything for your baby. But it's like that should be like to go on a vacation, not to
right
heal from just delivering and care for a newborn right. baby, you know?
Yeah. Like you want to use your paid time off to go to Mexico, bitch.
Exactly.
And you shouldn't have to use that when you get pregnant. That's not the same thing.
We're definitely ass backwards in a lot of things. And I know that, you know, like, especially like because we have listeners from everywhere, it's so interesting to hear how other people do it. Like that expense thing, the podcast that we did, really opened my eyes to a lot of things around, you know.
Guys, if you send an update, please attach it to your previous email. Just like reply to your previous email. It's very easy to do so because otherwise we're on a very hard time.
Yeah, we like this. I'm sure as I read it, the subject line. Her fiance is still addicted to TikTok titties.
Okay. Liking their stuff and then lying about it. I don't remember TikTok titties, but sure. Let's read it.
Okay.
We've had many emails about men being on OnlyFans and liking girls' pictures, so I'm sure somebody can find something from this and relate to it.
Okay, so, hey gals, thank you so much for creating the space to vent without anyone knowing who you are. I love you both, but let's just get into it. I've emailed in before about my fiancé being addicted to TikTok and following a bunch of girls and liking their stuff and then lying about it. He reassured me many, many times that he was deleting it for good and that it wouldn't be an issue, and he understood that it was a boundary I have. I totally don't care if he watches porn, but interacting with real people seems like too much for me. We were camping for Memorial Day weekend, and I had taken his phone to FaceTime mine to act like a baby monitor to inside the tent. I just sent him a TikTok that I meant to send to my mom, so I opened it in our messages on his phone. It wasn't bad or anything. He just wouldn't have found it funny because it was a mom joke. When I opened it, it said open on app. I was confused since he's supposed to not have it. I opened it, and it turns out that the app wasn't on his homepage. It was hidden, I guess. I'm not sure how that works. So I dove in deeper, and he was following like 75 women, all shaking their titties and flaunting their asses on the notification page. It showed that he had logged in 4 days ago and 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks and every week for the last 6 months. So I confronted him, and it probably wasn't the right moment, but I was upset and we were drinking. He straight up said he didn't know how that was there and accused someone of hacking his account. He actually like got teary-eyed about it, so I dropped it and we went to bed.
They always cry when they're guilty.
The next morning, he was the first one to bring it up and said that he lied because he didn't want to make me upset and he was drunk. He owned up to downloading it 4 days ago, but he never said that he had been logging in all this time. I called him out on it and I was stunned.
He was stunned,
and extremely apologetic, and I truly know he's sorry. He claims that he isn't sexually attracted to these women, but I don't understand why else would you look at half-naked women. I have a lot of insecurities from having two babies in 23 months and a C-section. I go to the gym 4 times a week, and I was just starting to feel sexy again. This crushed me, and I just can't let it go. What can I do to get past this?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't get it.
Well, first of all, you're sexually attracted to the women. Like, right. Just a very silly, dumb lie that you're trying to make her feel better, and it's, like, very silly.
Yeah. I mean,
that would irritate me. I'd be like, why are you lying? Like, you're lying to my face. What else are you lying about? Mm-hmm. Like, you're following these women for a reason.
And it was hidden.
Yeah, and also, like, there's girls showing off their titties and ass. Like, you're going to say you're not sexually attracted to them?
You just what, like, to watch titties?
Yeah, like wait. Mm-hmm. You're like, no, they're ugly. Like, what? That's just very, very dumb. And, like, a dumb sentence like that would just irritate me even more than the fact that he did it. I'd be like, okay, you owned up to it.
Playing you for stupid, yeah.
Yeah, now you're playing me like I'm dumb.
Yeah, no.
I'm not even attracted to them. What?
I don't know. I don't want to say anything about that situation because that's on you. I mean, you have 2 kids in 23 months. but I will not. I will suggest to you that don't tolerate him lying to you, because if you do, if you just let this go, you know, sweep it under a rug, you're allowing him to treat you like that way in the future. Mm-hmm. So if you like put your foot down. This is not acceptable. You told me you deleted it. Why did you re-download it? Why is it not? Why do you have it hidden somewhere on your phone? Like, why are you denying it? And then you're not attracted to him. You're full of shit. You need to call him out on his bullshit and let him know that it's absolutely positively not acceptable that he did that and work past that. The other thing is how it's crushed you that you were starting to feel sexy again. Don't let his shit that he's doing affect how you were feeling. You know, like you were doing it. You're doing it for you. You're doing it to try to get back. You know, you just had two kids. You had a C-section. You're going back into shape. You're feeling sexy again. And just because your man did this shouldn't crush how you're feeling about yourself. You know, like don't let his opinion, his whatever, affect the opinion of yourself. Ugh, he makes me angry. Sorry.
I'm going to tell you my main problem with this whole thing.
He's a liar?
Because I don't believe you when you said you truly know he's sorry. I don't believe you. Because you wrote right in the beginning of this, he reassured me many, many times that it was deleted for good and that it wouldn't be an issue, and he understood that it was a boundary that I have. Mm-hmm. And then he did it for 6 months straight. But he reassured you multiple times, knew it was a boundary.
That's what I said. And you have to put your foot down.
Like, I don't think he's sorry. I think he's sorry that you found it.
Exactly.
So, I guess that's on you if you're comfortable with, I guess, giving him a 20th chance. I guess if you want to do that. But it doesn't sound like he's a very trustworthy and truthful person, which in my opinion is a very, very big thing in a relationship. You need to be open and honest and truthful. And it sounds like he's reassuring you just to talk out of his ass, and then you don't look at his phone for another few months and he can hide it again.
Correct.
Correct. You know
that
him
you're enabling
better, but
him by staying by his side and not being, and I'm not saying leave him. That's not what I'm saying. But it needs to be addressed. Not like a, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do it again bullshit.
Right.
He needs to address it. He has an issue.
Right.
And his issues are affecting how you feel about yourself. That's just horrible in itself. But I know, like, I in my past, I've been cheated on and I stood by it and I was like, listen to that. I'll never do it again. And you know what? It was the same shit when I used to get physically abused. It was like, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. And I always took them back. And you know what? They always did it again because I stood by them. I wasn't stern enough. I didn't like threaten them, like, not threaten, that's a terrible way of putting it, but I didn't say like, this is something that I won't tolerate. I just did the, oh, you're sorry? Okay, let's try again. You know, and then I was made the ass of because they would do it, you know, between the physical abuse and then my other relationship, the cheating, it always happened again. And I always, like, I look back on it now and Aaliyah gets mad at me because she's like, you shouldn't take the blame on it. And I do take the blame. I take the blame not for the first time they did it, but for every time after, because I should have put my foot down. This is not acceptable behavior and I won't tolerate it. And I did. And I forgave, and I forgave, and I forgave. And it sounds exactly what you're doing. And you have two babies, and you don't want to live a life like that. You know, like,
I mean, she said, open an app, and she said he wasn't even supposed to have it on his phone. That was the boundary that they set. He wasn't even supposed to have the TikTok app. And she doesn't care if he watches porn. Why is he not going on his private browser and watching porn then? Why do you have to be on TikTok?
And she said it's a boundary because it's interacting with real people.
And
like,
he lied. He said, oh, somebody's hacking my account.
Yes, somebody's hacking your account.
And then, the next day, actually, I did it. He's just, like, a not trustworthy person, it sounds like, to me. But, again, you know him better than we don't know him at all. So, if you think that he's very, very sorry, you said you truly know he's sorry, then I guess if you want to give him another chance, we're not in your relationship. But at the end of the day, like, you feeling insecure about him because of his own actions is not right.
Correct. And just remember, the way you allow people to treat you are how they're going to treat you. Mm-hmm. So if you keep allowing him to do this, he's going to keep doing it. So he's got to get help. You got to go to counseling. You got to figure this out. Otherwise, this is going to be your lifelong with him.
And you don't want to have to be checking his phone all the time. What kind of relationship is that?
Oh, it's so terrible.
That's not like comforting.
It's so terrible.
I can't even tell you last time I looked at Zane's phone unless I like need to turn on the light in the office because he's the one that has the app.
Right.
I don't look through Zane's phone. Yeah. And that would like make me feel like really crappy if I felt like I had to check it all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's how you're going to feel. So if you're okay with moving on with that, then
you're
so
never
going to
feel confident in yourself if you're living in a relationship that
you're insecure that he's
insecure every second.
Yeah.
Like checking his phone or messages or the TikToks and stuff like that. That's not a healthy way to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It just comes down to trust. And if you're not going to be able to build that trust back up with him.
Yeah.
You said it crushed me and I can't let it go. So if you're not going to be able to move past it, then you deserve better. And if he's going to change, then he also, I guess, would deserve somebody that doesn't hold it against him, I guess, if he wants to move on as well. Because if you're going to be like, okay, let's move on, let's make this work, and then you hold it against him for the next 30 years, he's going to be like, I thought we were moving on and making it work.
It's not fair, right?
It's not fair, even though he did the wrong thing. It's not fair to either of you.
Right.
So I think you just need to really sit and think about this. You don't need to make a decision right away. There's no rush. Mm-hmm. Really sit and think about it. Think about how you feel. See how it goes the next month. I guess check his phone. What do you want?
I don't know. I also, like Alyssa said, there's no rush and stuff like that. And to like take your time, feel yourself out. But you also have to think about your kids too, because you don't want to raise children in an environment like this, because it's only teaching, if you have girls, you're teaching your girls that it's okay to be treated like that. And if you have boys, you're teaching your boys that it's all right to treat a woman like that. And you don't want that for your children, you know? So if he doesn't get help, just think about your children first. You know, like once you have the kids, I mean, you know that you're hurt, you're crushed, what he's doing is crushing you. But think about like as they grow older, I understand they're young now, but as they grow older, they're going to see this. So think about that too. Because to me, it's, you hear about it all the time about how kids get so messed up because they're, you know, their environments that they live in and stuff like that. And it's like so sad because you think you're doing it for the right reason, right? Instead of breaking up a home or whatever. But it's like sometimes the damage is worse, you know? So really can really think about them too, you know?
I hate when people lie. That's my biggest thing. Don't fucking lie to me. Don't tell me you're not sexually attracted to these women. Like, what?
Then
you're
why
just trying to cover your own ass and it's not working.
And you're hiding it.
And we're not trying to bash him. I just think that you deserve better.
Mm-hmm. If you have nothing to hide, he wouldn't be hiding the app. You know, he wouldn't be hiding the fact.
He wasn't supposed to be on it.
Right.
Because it was a problem.
Right.
And it's a boundary for her. And you need somebody that respects your boundaries.
Right. That's what I mean. You don't feel good about yourself because your man is not respecting you. Like, how are you going to feel good about yourself?
Right.
You know? Although you shouldn't hold his opinion high because he's not worthy.
Yep. Okay, last one.
Okay.
We'll make this a shorter episode.
Okay.
It's a Monday. You guys are busy, right? Is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, this one is advice on dealing with a discouraging teacher. She has a tough love type of attitude. She will email and text and ask questions and sometimes won't even answer. She's the only teacher for my major. Do we remember this? She was listening to the episode when we talked about Leah and her grades and started to cry because she related so much. Set her standards high, do perfect in school. Like Jerry mentioned, my parents never pushed me too hard. So I have no clue why I'm like this. I'm a junior in college. I don't remember this. No.
I don't.
Okay.
Maybe it was from a while ago.
It's short. I'll just finish it off.
Okay.
I'm a junior in college on top of my major high school, my major school anxiety. I have a horrible teacher. She's a horrible teacher and discouraging. Feels like she just wants us to fail. She doesn't have a tough love type of attitude. She just does not care. On the first day of class, she said, at least a third of you will drop this major. We will email and text and ask her questions, and sometimes she just won't even answer. She's the only teacher of my major, so she teaches two of my classes, and each semester I have to put up with her for 2 years. For the past 2 years, but this semester she's been a huge struggle for me. I just started to see a therapist for my anxiety, but I just wanted to know any advice you ladies have on dealing with this kind of person in your life.
Wow.
Love you guys so much. I don't think we've ever read that.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
She updated. What would have been our advice?
I don't know.
Take it to the school.
I mean, she's the only teacher who teaches her major, and she has two classes, and she has that fucking attitude. The poor girl had to go to therapy from her anxiety from a fucking teacher. Are you kidding me? Oy, I don't know what I would have said.
I would have took it to the higher-ups. I would have been a Karen real quick.
Alyssa's going to be that.
I probably
all that she gets. Be. She's like, I don't care.
It depends on the situation. Yeah. Like, I feel like in a situation with, like, the restaurant, right?
You're not going to be a Karen.
Yeah, like, there definitely would have been people that are like, I want a whole free meal. This is disgusting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and made a big, loud
thing out of it. Right. So, like, I'll be a Karen about things that matter. Like how you told me with Aaliyah's rehearsals, like, the teacher was late. Like, that's a problem for me. Because now you're affecting my daughter's schedule. Respect other people's time. Mm-hmm. That's a big one for me. Respect other people's time.
You know, and as they were talking about it... I kind of had compassion, and I was like, all right, now I'm not so mad.
Hmm.
Like, when she was running around, and everything was kind of happening, and, you know, how they only had a week to do the set. I was like, okay, Jerry, let it slide. Don't complain. Oh, man. But, yes, no, I understand. This is something that you're right. This is to be a Karen about. You're paying money.
And
you're
she's being rude.
And she's being rude.
You don't be disrespectful to people. That crosses my line. I'm a very understanding person. I really am. But I feel like on certain things like this, you're running an establishment. You need somebody who is professional. Why did you hire this woman? And I would approach it in a nice way. I would never be like that. I would be like, listen, my daughter has major anxiety. Your teacher said on the first day of school that a third of her class is going to drop the class. How is that encouraging to your students in any way?
Mm-hmm.
That's very discouraging and not a nice thing to say to people. So I think she needs to have a talking to.
I agree.
That's what I would say.
I agree.
Make your mom do it. Okay, well, anyway, she wrote an update.
I graduated.
Hey, guys. Woo! I attached my first email so you know the background. My teacher did get a little bit better my senior year, I think because we made it through the hardest part of the program, although it was still a struggle. The more that you guys talk about Aaliyah, the more I relate to her with the anxiety and prioritizing school. Until I moved out on my own, I could never keep a clean room, which I later found out is very common in kids with anxiety. It's also weird because I know Jerry said she is interested in a college in West Virginia, and that's where I went to college. But I'm just here to say that I got through it and I graduated. It was not easy, and at the end of the day, I hate how hard I was on myself, but I'm so glad that I fought through. My aunt also said that the degree is hers because she had to deal with all of my mental breakdowns over school.
Aww.
Like Alyssa said, one day she will just wake up and it will all just click. Oh, and therapy definitely helps too. I'm so glad to be on the other side of it and be able to find who I am outside of school. But anyway, I wish Aaliyah all the best in her future, and I know she will do great, and I attached my grad pics.
You're stunning. Congratulations on your graduation.
Congratulations, you made it through,
that's
girl.
That's so amazing. But I find it funny how she said her aunt's. That's her aunt's degree because...
That's what you say.
I just recently said, like, summer vacation... Like, I deserve summer vacation from everything that she has put me through this
you
year.
Did say
I
that.
Deserve it. So I totally relate with your aunt's. And wow. Wait. I wonder if you go to that college that she's interested... If you went to that college that she's interested in.
You
want to
chat with Aaliyah?
I guess sent her a little information. seriously, though, congratulations. You're stunningly beautiful, too, by the way. Your smile is just gorgeous.
Aww.
Beautiful.
Good for you.
You know what? I'm glad everything clicked for you and you realized, because I do feel like a broken record when I talk to Aaliyah. And I saying that you're realizing that, like, messy room is like common with kids with anxiety kind of makes me look at it in a different light, you know, because to me it's like a cycle. Like, you have a messy room, it causes you more anxiety. So to me, it's like, it would be like, oh, just clean it because then you'll feel better. But I get it, you know, like, so thank you for sharing that. And, you know, maybe I'll be a little less hard on her. Just kidding. I told her this summer I'm going to whoop her into, you know,
I think
routine.
It's a different, it's a different scenario for you. Wait,
can I just give an example? I'm sorry. She has that thing. What is it called? The cubby.
A cubicle.
She has a cubicle with the little freaking things that pull out.
Yes.
And if you remember the last time, I told you I took a Sharpie and I was like, bras, panties, shorts. This way it's all organized. So I was nice enough. I did her laundry and I was like, oh, let me put it away. So I take her pile of undies and I go in there. And this is what I mean, guys. Tell me if I'm wrong. The bins are all facing the wrong way. So I don't even know which is which because the label, I mean, I wrote on Sharpie, socks, underwear, this. They're all facing, not one
isn't
was in the right
handle,
way.
Isn't there a handle on them?
Yes, but the handle was not there. I had
why?
To like,
why did you put the handle forwards?
Now you understand my struggle. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like I do the work to try to help her to keep more organized. And she's like, I don't need to see the name because it's always in the same spot. Like, she knows this one is this. I'm like, yeah, but I was trying to help you and I didn't know which one was which. I had to take it out and rotate it to try to find the handle and the word on it. Like, to me, that's open it, take out what you need, close it. And one was missing. And I opened the next side of her closet and she's got sneakers in there. Why are sneakers in your short cubby? Tell me that. Tell me. But mom, you know, I was running late. Oh, God. All right. Anyway, for you who wrote in, thank you so much. And I mean, I'm only Jerry, but I'm so proud of you and sticking it through and graduating. And I'm really proud of you. And I hope that Aaliyah, it clicks for her too.
Well, what I was going to say is I think it's different for you because I think it's like you said, a vicious cycle. You watch her do things that just cause her more anxiety. And yes, you said like, oh, people with anxiety tend to have a messy room. But it's like you watch Aaliyah take way too many things on her plate. And it's like if you did that one thing that was unnecessary, you could clean your room and you would have way less anxiety. And you just watch her struggle. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it is. You watch the vicious cycle happen. And it's like, you would have way less anxiety if you just cleaned your space. So I think that's what's frustrating.
It's procrastination.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're not watching her like do all these things, be super productive and literally not have a second. You're like, you have time. So
you have
fix
time.
It and you'll have
way and then
less
I feel
anxiety.
Bad when I say that because I'll be like, oh, but that day you came home and you were sitting on the couch for 2 hours. You know, we had the whole conversation. And it's like, yeah, but you should be able to come home and have a conversation with mom and
yes,
be
but
able
there
to
can
unwind
be a balance,
from school. Yeah.
Not 2 hours.
Right. But that's what I'm telling her. I'm like, come home. Unwind.
45 minutes.
Take a snack. Take a drink of water. Go pee-pee on the potty.
Right.
And get started. And just bang it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah. Like you said, wake up one day, it'll click. Get older, get a job, make her own money.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, have her own responsibilities.
Yes.
She'll learn.
Real quick.
And she'll be like, wow, thanks, mom.
And that's what I mean, that's my thing. That my end conversation with her always is that she's planning every college
dorming.
Except for one. She's going away on.
She's gonna dorm,
and it's like you need to be able to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like I don't want you to go and feel like I can't do this,
right.
Or yeah, like I as a parent, my job is to prepare her, and I feel like she's not prepared. You know.
Yep.
So, but I also think like this girl wrote in. It's like it just clicks. Like
mm-hmm.
you realize you have to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
She's got this. And speaking of.
Yes.
Coming up, you guys, get ready. Aaliyah will be coming on the pod.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened to her. All of a sudden, she's like, I want to be a guest.
She's never been a guest, right?
No.
No. Aaliyah is coming on the pod, everybody. We put up a little Q&A on our Instagram story. It'll be gone by now. But you guys ask questions. We're going to have her answer them. She wants to be on.
Okay.
It'll be towards the end of the month because she is finishing school, has a lot of tests and things like that.
Right.
So we're going to let her finish that out. We don't add any more stress to her schedule. And it'll be towards the end of the month. We're really excited.
Okay.
It'll be
I'm
fun.
I'm excited, too.
If you want to write anything more than just the Q&A box, you can email us and just put Aaliyah's episode.
Okay.
If you want to send us an email. Because this will be up before we even record it. So
yeah. I know. She was like, people ask. I'm like, yeah, people are invested because I talk about my kids all the time. Yeah. Like, that's my life is my kids, right? Yeah. So it's like I'm always mentioning them. Yeah. I said, don't worry, Leah. I always start with, you know,
I love my daughter.
I love my daughter, but I said, don't worry, I love you. It comes from a place of love. Yeah. You know?
They know her on the vlogs, too. Like, yeah, she's known.
Yeah.
I showed her yesterday on my story. I sent her a screenshot because I tagged her when we went to her play. Uh-huh. Her musical, and I sent her like almost 800 people clicked on her sticker, like to go to her page.
Oh, really?
I was like, okay, Miss Popular. She's like, what does that mean? I'm like, that's how many people clicked on your to go look at your Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So people love her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for listening today. Thank you. That was very like random and all over the place. So hopefully you stuck with us. The next episode will be more curated. I think maybe we should do more scam calls. Next episode?
Yeah.
We have a lot more emails and they were fun.
All right, let's do that. Yeah. We'll go do scam next episode.
Okay, yeah. Next episode will be more curated. Not all over the place, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. That's
who we are. Yep. That's who we are.
We need these episodes once in a while. Yes. So thank you guys for listening. If you want to support this podcast, there's a link in the description. It is $2.99 a month and you will get our episodes early. So go be a part of the subscription fam. And if you would rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, it's very quick and easy. We would highly appreciate it. It really helps our podcast get up there on the charts.
Okay, love you. Bye.